You're listening to the Electronic Media Collective Podcast Network. Yeah, it's a mouthful. For more great shows, like the one you're about to enjoy, visit electronicmediacollective.com. And now, our feature presentation.
On this week's episode, we talk about
Canine Court,
Pool Surfing,
Gas Glass,
Zucchini Bomb.
Ooh, I hope my zucchini isn't a bomb.
You mean a firecracker? You'll be fine.
Yeah. Oh.
Welcome to the Roman Podcast. I'm your host, Roman LeBeau.
And I'm Rob Guest.
Rob Guest!
That is me.
That's my tribute to GSP.
Oh, yes. It's because we are Canadian, but I do not speak of the French.
Yeah, I know, but it's okay. I speak of the French for us.
Yes.
And so Georges St-Pierre winning the UFC middleweight title.
Yeah, no, he bumped up, didn't he?
Yeah, he ate a couple cheeseburger.
Oui, yeah. Or part of the poutine.
And they put the poutine on the fry this time, and boof, he get big, and then he win the belt. Huh?
He win the belt, of course. Yeah, so there we go. Congratulations, GSP, on winning the... No, we're not a sports podcast by any means, but, you know, we dabble in the football, as it were, but...
Yeah, football, and then usually any type of sports, but we're usually pretty proud of our countrymen. And
yes,
for a guy to take 4 years off the sport,
yeah,
show up, challenge the champion, and win and finish the match,
yep,
is... unprecedented. Like, it's unbelievable.
Yeah. It was quite impressive. So, but, you know, hey, that's I guess when you're the champ, you're the champ. It just, whether you were actually wearing the belt at the time or not is, you know, irrelevant.
That's why we both have belts at each of our houses.
Yes, that's why.
Because we're the champs.
Anyway,
if you have the belt, you're the champ. Those are your words, Rob.
that doesn't sound like anything I said. I believe I used to. I said, oh, when I see guys walking around conventions with belts thrown over their shoulder, like they just slid out of the ring and won the fucking thing. That fucking drives me insane. But either way, you know what I mean?
Yeah, well, mine's under glass here, and my other one at your place is on display, so...
Yeah, you can see it. It's right over my shoulder. Yep. So every time I Skype and do my my other podcasts and everything else, or be a guest on another podcast, they see it, and I always have to, let me explain the 1980s Hulk Hogan heavyweight championship belt over my shoulder.
And that's currently being polished by R2-D2, apparently.
Yes, R2-D2 and Wicket are there. Yeah, okay, so what happened this week? I have to make a shout-out to our UK correspondent, Rob Wade. He was very hammered and tweeted us saying, mentioning he was how awesome it was to listen to our show when you're... had a few. So I replied to him and he's like, oh, I'm surprised I spelled everything correctly because I was so smashed. So awesome. Thank you, Rob. I'm not sure what he was doing, but
yeah. And if you guys are into what, like, Rob can talk more about what you guys do about the Star Wars stuff and that, but
yes.
Rob Wade on his Instagram, he's been putting up videos where he's been like unboxing or unpackaging a lot of stuff lately, and it's actually pretty interesting. I'm not a big action figure guy, but the stuff he's putting out is actually pretty interesting to watch. So if you're into the Star Wars and then the collectibles and then the unboxing and then the opening of packages to show you, oh, look what I got, well, that's what he's doing. So check that out. I believe
if you actually Google Emotionally 14, that's Emotionally 14, the numbers, not the letters, then you'll pretty much find everything he has.
Yeah. Actually, I did find it on Rob Wade Vision.
Yes.
That's on Instagram. And he's doing what he calls the Toy Box Graveyard Feed Challenge, which he's basically going in and grabbing stuff he's had for a while. And that's been packaged up. And was like, let's just open it.
Yeah.
So he's been doing that for like 5 days now. And that's actually pretty neat. He gets some DC stuff, some Marvel stuff. It's pretty cool.
Yep, our UK correspondent, Rob Wade. So, yes, and we appreciate the drunken shout-out. We'll take it.
We will take any drunken shout-out from anybody. College girls? Huh? College boys? Huh?
Sure, why not? On a weekend?
College gardener? We'll take it.
Awesome. What else we got going on? Fantasy football, we're doing shit.
Oh, that's all we got to say. Worst. No, this is the worst year. I mean,
oh yeah. Okay. So we won't get into it too much because it's just we'll drag it out. But yeah, it's when we start winning, we'll probably start reporting again. But yeah, we're having a tough season. So hopefully we can turn that boat around. What else is happening? Oh, on the weekend I was I got to be a referee on a championship game.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, it's kind of one of those things. Championship games are given out. It's kind of like it's one of those things at the end of the year. Or at
like
the end
a
of
bonus?
Well, it's at the end of the season. It's recognition saying, hey, we have confidence in you to referee a championship game. So, yeah, it was pretty cool.
So they're like, we heard that you witnessed a coach's wife punch out another woman in the face.
Yeah.
You know what? We need you for the game.
Yeah, exactly. No. But either way, it's a huge thing, and there's a lot of games. So I probably got the assignment just out of, we got to use them.
No, I'm sure they were like, let's get somebody who knows what the hell he's doing.
But
if we can't get him, let's get Rob.
It's always interesting, and it's funny when you're reffing this game. Of course, we are completely. It was Mississauga and Vaughn. It was a Pee Wee, so the oldest person on the team would be 14. So, and Mississauga and Vaughn, you know, in the GTA here in Toronto, Greater Toronto area.
Yep.
So. Big game, everything else, and it's, I mean, you hear the dads behind you and they're screaming like it's like, oh my glory, I'm pouring it onto my son. Everything I didn't achieve, my son is gonna gain for me today.
Sir, can you calm down? I'm feeling the vicarious living that through your son that you're doing, it's passing through me, it's making me ill.
Yeah, exactly. It's slapping me on the back of the head.
can you turn down the vicarious living, please, sir?
Well, we actually, because I was a headlinesman, and basically that doesn't mean anything, you're head official. I think it just, I'm on the side of the crowd.
Oh, we know what it means.
No, not how I got the job.
Oh, okay.
So I'm on the side with the crowd, and I guess one parent wasn't happy with a call I made, which was very obvious, which they usually always are. And that's fucking bullshit. I basically turned around and said, excuse me, sir, it's a kid's game. Can we control the language a little bit? And usually when you call them out like that, they get really embarrassed and don't say anything for the rest of the fucking game.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's like they tend to forget that, like, yeah, they're 12, 13, 14 years old on the field. You don't need to be dropping F-bombs and everything else. This isn't the Roman podcast here.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, sir, can you watch your language? It's a kid's game. And he responds with, oh, fuck, sorry.
Yeah, fuck, sorry. Love your show. Oh, thank you. So, yeah, it was always a good time, and especially when you see these kids. There was a couple of high school championships. I did some stick work at basically marking the downs and everything else. Just, it's not officially officiating, but it's always weird. You're watching these games, and it's like, okay, I worked all day. Now I got two games back-to-back, and I just want to go home, and I'm like thinking, but these kids will never forget this night because this is the night they're going to win the high school or lose the high school championship. You know what I mean? It's very surreal that way when you think about it, but good times are had by all, because in Canada, we're winding down, and our football season is going to end soon.
Yeah, we just switched over to, are we into daylight savings now, or do we just come out? No, yeah, we're in daylight savings, right?
Yes.
Yeah, we've switched over from standard to daylight, which is totally useless. We don't need it for the farmers. We don't need it for anything.
No, we don't. No, it's just something else. I mean, like,
it's a whole back we don't need anymore.
Yeah.
So, but anyways, we still do it. I think it's to stay in line with our American friends so that, you know, you don't change, you know, time zones that when you go east-west or north-south.
Well, we just don't want to confuse them with, okay, is that a metric time change they're doing up there in Canada? What the fuck? Well,
oh, no, I remember I work tech support, right? So I get to hear, what time is it there in Canada? Just like the whole Canada, the whole, you mean the country that's the second largest country in the world?
Yes.
You'd like to know what time it is across the entire country?
Yes.
The one that has six time zones?
Yeah.
Four? I don't know. I plus know, or minus like, three?
Especially us. We're like, we're in the Eastern time. We're in line with New York. What time is it in New York City? Well, same here.
Yeah. you gotta put the time through the exchange rate. So it's actually 4:30 and
yeah,
not exactly. 5.
Yeah. No, we're joking. We don't actually mess with Americans, do we? No.
No, not at all. Not at all. Actually, most Americans are sometimes they ask questions that there's just things they don't know. None of them assume too much. They're like, oh, is it like this? Is it like that? So I never have a real problem with that stuff. Once in a while, you will hear something like that. That's just, you know, more and more. It's like, what time is it up there in Canada?
Oh, yeah. Or the classic. And again, like you said, usually it's fairly innocent. Like, hey, wait a second. So this free healthcare, what do you do? I was like, well, I it's not free. My taxes pay for it. Like, we are heavily taxed. And I have a card I bring to the doctor. Oh, like, I understand that curiosity. But sometimes it gets a little like, oh, you're Canadian. Do you know Bob from Edmonton? No.
Yeah.
No,
yeah,
I don't. Yeah. I don't know Bob from Edmonton. There's only a few people in Canada you can actually do that with. It's like,
I was gonna say, you know, the one of the YouTubers I watch, Furious Pete,
right?
Who lives, you know, not too far from here. He is friends with a Texan from. He has his channel, which is Demolition Ranch.
Okay.
Shoots a lot of guns and stuff like that. So he comes up to Canada and he's like, okay, here's my best description of Canada. He's like, it's like America.
Yes.
Okay, that's about it. He goes, it's just like America. It's got towns that look just like American towns.
Yeah.
It's got you know, woods and trees like American. It just looks like you're just in another city in the U.S., he says. He's like, there's nothing different. Except for, of course, 90. When we say 90% of our population lives at the border, that's because we have a high-density population nearer the border.
Yeah.
But in up north, it's more of – that's our natural resources, right? So
yeah, of course.
We have towns all over, but – majority of the population is closer to the border. And, you know, some people like to say it's because we like to stay closer to the U.S. It's actually because it's fucking warmer down here.
Exactly. I mean, that's the most southern tip of Ontario is equal to the most northern tip of California.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, if that means anything to anybody. So anyway, yeah, there's your history lesson in Canada. So, yeah, Bob and Edmonton, no, we don't know. You're going to have to be a little more specific. There's only a few people you can do that here in Canada. A couple weeks ago, Gord from Kingston passed away, and I can actually say that, and everybody knows who I'm talking about.
It's a lead singer from the Tragically Hip.
Yes,
for those who don't know,
yes.
You know, it's a Canadian band that's very popular. So of course, we all know who Gord from Kingston was.
Exactly. So, other than that, what else have we got going on? We don't got a. I should mention right off the top here. We have our Christmas cards coming out. I'm gonna be mailing those out. In about a month's time. So if you are so inclined and you want a holiday card or whatever you like to call it, we will gladly send one your way. If you just direct message either Roman or myself, or direct message the show on Twitter, Roman Podcast at the Roman Podcast on Twitter, and we'll happily get one out to you.
Yeah, or if you're worried about sending your address on social media like that, just email us.
I said direct message. Yeah.
Yeah, I thought you meant like Twitter message.
Don't put your address on our Twitter account.
No, I mean direct message on. No, I meant direct message, not on social media. I mean email.
Yes, of course.
Right?
Yeah.
To romanpodcast@gmail.com.
Of course, yeah. Yeah, you can do it that way. Yeah, because you definitely don't want to at us. When I said direct message, like go into our actual personal message. Don't message us on open Twitter and put your address on, especially with our Twitter account. Jesus Christ. Oh, Lord. You'll end up with tasty nudes or tasteful nudes and nudes you don't want and all sorts of stuff. So,
yeah. So, yeah, send us and it's for anybody. Anybody listening, if you want a card from us around the world, let us know because there are a lot of you around the world are listening now, which is pretty cool.
Yeah, it is pretty cool. Yeah, we'll send you a holiday card, and we'll because Roman and I will get together like we did last year and have a little signing day and whatnot, and we'll figure out.
Yeah, we'll figure out how to send it out. You know, we won't have the same issue we had last year with the Gift of Assholes podcast, but.
Gift of Assholes, yes. Yeah, because I actually had to get their actual names, and I know they listen to the show still. And yeah, I ended up having to send the card because the postman in the States, they were not having it. It's like, I am not delivering this mail that says GIF of assholes. It's like, why not? It has the address.
But it got returned to us like twice?
Yep, but we got it there.
Yeah, because we ended up by using their first names. But you can send mail out to somebody and just write mom. It doesn't matter what their name is.
Well, yeah, of course.
The most important thing is the address. But apparently this postman took offense
to the word assholes, which is
the word assholes.
Hey, this is a podcast, and if you haven't heard of it, go check it out. It's really awesome. GIF of assholes. It's the name. It's awesome.
Yeah. So wherever you are, because we got people listening around the world, don't worry. We'll make sure to get it to you. We'll figure out the postage, and then you can put it up. It's a holiday card, so it's not just Christmas card, but it's for everybody celebrating anything you want.
Yeah, exactly. And don't worry about postage. We'll take care of that. That's our Christmas gift to all our listeners.
That's right. That's right. So yeah, send us your information. We'll send you some cards or send you a card.
Yeah, multiple cards. What are these assholes doing? Tasteful nudes. Oh, my God. All right. So on that note, do you have any headlines for us this week?
I do. And a couple of them that just make your head shake.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Okay. Let's start with this one. Let's out of the gate. Man arrested after selling farts in jars without a vending license.
What? Okay. Now, is this... Okay. Now, have you heard of Cup of Cheese?
Okay.
You've never heard of Cup of Cheese? Okay. Well, if you're sitting around, usually with your buddies, and you fart, but you cup your hand over your buttocks, you fart in your hand, and then you put it over the nose, and you yell, "Cup of Cheese!"
Oh, Jesus.
You've never heard of that?
Well, I'd never heard it called Cup of Cheese before.
Yeah, okay. So basically, you get the idea. So is this what he's trying to do? He's like jarring his farts in the same
fashion? Yeah, it's basically some people have basically like to smell farts, apparently, and he's got a business on this. So he's a pretty big dude. And I love how they say the man was captured for offering his own farts in containers without having a distribution permit.
Oh, no.
You know, I think it's been distributed enough. That's why it's a fart.
Yes.
He says the man was gotten by the experts, which inquired as to whether he had authorization, and the man couldn't reply. He was offering flatulence from various nourishments. Oh, my God.
What?
And with various ages. With around 150 containers, he was offering flatulates as old as 1 week.
Oh, so each jug had a fine wine?
Yeah. I would hate to see the sommelier having to be like, this is a good week.
you have used a lot of earth tones in your work.
Yeah, I'm a batelier. Each jug has around 30% fart and 70% air. In spite of the fact that he didn't clear up that of his purchasers, this is the man didn't have authorization to offer those farts, so we seized them.
What?
And I love the fact that the guy arresting him, his name is Cockburn.
Cockburn.
he was used to offering around 90 jugs for each day, and many individuals are frantic in the light of the fact that now they can't have their sweet, delightful farts.
What? Okay, is he actually has his customers that are pissed now?
Yeah. And he says, moreover, many individuals are thinking about making this a profession. You know how you always need like a second or third stream of income?
Of course,
To make things meet? Well, you know, like an online business. Well, this dude would just eat stuff that would make him gassy.
Right.
And then he would document what it was, bottle it, and then like, oh, the Big Mac.
Oh, it's a Big Mac. Yeah, like, okay, if I have some whey protein... I've been recently discovering that, yeah, it's fairly toxic. Like, you can weaponize this guy here. Like, it's pretty, you know, so, but I never thought anybody would want to buy it. Like,
there's people that are in all kinds of kink, right?
Yeah. So. It's okay. Why not? Like, okay, well, our holiday cards. Hey, if you guys want us to sign and fart in the envelope, let us know. Well,
we're not doing that.
We're not doing it.
We're not doing it. Because after totally you fart in the envelope, one of us has to lick it.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, let's get this figured out right now. I'll do the farting. You lick the envelope.
No, I don't. You know what? I think if I do the farting and you do the licking.
No, I don't. Okay.
Well, we can't come to a consensus, people, so we're going to have to bypass this.
We're going to have to forego the farting. Well, you just nipped that in the bud, didn't you? In the little rosebud, that is. Oh, dude. Oh, already off the rails. Okay. So he's okay. All seriousness, he was farting in jars and he has a clientele.
He does. And because he had so many jars and 90 jugs, right? Offering 90 jugs for each day.
Yeah.
Selling them, it's kind of like
Dollar Shave Club.
Well, when you get arrested for like pot. And it's like, oh, that's possession. And then you have a large amount, and they're like, oh, that's obviously distribution.
That's possession with intent to sell, yeah. Right.
So you get charged for distributing instead of just, you know, personal
amount. Use. These farts are personal use.
This is far more than one personal use for personal use. You don't know.
You don't know. You don't know me. You're not the boss of me.
In fact, look, I'm going to enjoy this one. Shing. What's wrong? Don't you enjoy it? This is great.
Like, okay. Like, hey, is this one of those, like, where's this guy? Where does he live?
I think this one is in Tennessee. Yes, in Tennessee.
Tennessee. Okay. This is one of those ones where you see on Facebook all the time. It's like, what the fuck, Japan? Like, you know, they got all that weird shit going on. Like,
Ma, I need you to fart in a jar again. Oh. Gots to pay the bills.
Pay the bills. So, hopefully he gets his distribution license and he can get get started up again.
How do you apply for that? What will you be distributing, sir? Farts in a jar.
Farts in a jar.
I'm sorry. Can you repeat that? Fart in a jar. Are you telling me to go fart in a jar?
No, here, I brought a sample. No, that's good.
Maybe he needs to expand his business. So, you know, like when you want to open a restaurant, you go see a bank manager or a loan officer, and then you usually bring them a sample product of your food.
Yeah.
So they can try, like, oh, yeah, I want to invest in your restaurant. Well, here, smell this.
Oh, what the fuck?
You are not getting a loan. What?
Cup of cheese.
Cup of cheese.
Oh, well, sir, we hope you get your, hey, if he's offering a service, and again, I don't know why I keep saying it. I bang this drum every goddamn week on this show. Whatever you do on the weekend, as long as it's between consenting adults, and it just puts a smile on your face, you can get back to the grind Monday morning, then fucking have at her. You know what I mean? Like I said, whether it's, you know what I mean, you smoke a joint, suck a dick, sniff a fart, like whatever the fuck you're doing, as long as you're doing it, you're not hurting anybody, and whoever you're doing with, if you're doing it with somebody, they're of consenting age, have at her, man. Like, just
cup of cheese.
Cup of cheese.
This is a jar of rancid Velveeta.
I think your fart has turned. Is there expiry date on these things? How can you tell?
Legally, he has to put an expiry date on them. You know,
like, does it start to smell bad?
Does it start to smell good?
Yeah, exactly. Hey, it smells like lavender. Oh, this is old.
All right, man, let's move on.
Let's move, please.
All right, so let's go a different direction.
Okay.
All right, to man reports unexploded WW2 bomb that turns out to be a zucchini.
Okay, go on.
A man in the German town of Bretton reported finding an unexploded bomb from World War II. Now, this happens a lot in Europe, right?
We've discussed this before on the show.
Yeah, World War II, there's bombs everywhere that still have been unexploded. So anytime they find one, they call the cops come over to grab it, and they detonate it properly. But it's pretty dangerous. So this guy was digging in his garden, and he says the neighbors can rest easy now, unless they specifically hate vegetables. The 81-year-old homeowner had contacted officers on Friday out of concern that he stumbled upon a decades-old dangerous weapon. It turned out to be a zucchini. Like, how much, like, confidence do you not have in your own gardening skills?
Yes.
For you to pull out a zucchini and go, oh, my God, there's no way that's one of mine.
Yeah.
It must be a World War II era bomb.
And also, too, like, isn't it like you, and the cops show up and they, you know, you have the little signs on each row of your garden. It's like, this one's carrots, this one's this one's cabbage, this one's zucchini. Like,
or possibly mortar rounds.
Yes, exactly. Well, it just sounds like he's a little older and he's confused.
Well, see, the thing is that the zucchini itself actually did end up by growing out to the shape of one of those bombs.
Right.
You know, with the fatter end and the narrower tip.
Yeah, I've seen. It's very phallic. Yes, we know.
Yes. But it looks so much like a bomb, and the texture of the zucchini was so rough, it looked like rust.
Right.
That even the cops admitted, they're like, okay, it really does look like a bomb. You know, but I would think, you know what, you try to make a sandwich out of it first, and if it's not a sandwich...
Yeah, if it doesn't taste delicious.
If a sandwich it does not make, could be a bomb.
It could be a bomb. Well, yeah. Sir, we appreciate you acting quickly, even though it turned up to be a dud or a zucchini, whatever it is. At least he did the right thing. It's better than having it the other way, where he thought it was a fucking zucchini and...
you know what? I'm reading some more into this, and this is kind of funny, because it says... they thought it was, according to the Telegraph, police suspect someone had chucked the veggie over the homeowner's edge. So somebody, he didn't dig up his own. It just ended up in his garden.
Somebody else
threw it over the fence, and he's like, hey, what's this in my garden? Oh my God, it's a bomb. Better call
police. Yeah, that would make more sense. Yeah, especially when he's like,
I don't have zucchini.
I can understand how a bomb got in here, but I don't understand how a zucchini would.
It's not even in the bomb row. I mean, Jesus.
Well, sir, we appreciate your diligence, and we're just glad everybody's safe and enjoying zucchini, I assume.
Yes, Mr. in the German town, which is always fun because German towns are hilarious.
Yes.
There's always something going on. You got to go to Germany. Those are fun people. That's what they're known for.
Yes, they're known for their fun.
Hey, nothing wrong with, I love Germans. They're awesome.
Yeah, of course they are.
Okay, so next story.
Yes.
So I'm not sure. Like, you know, sometimes you've got kids.
I have
and
to, yes.
Sometimes they make unreasonable requests and you have to say, no, that's not safe.
Yes.
Okay, well, apparently this mother doesn't have that switch. Mom accused of driving minivan with son and plastic pool tied to the top.
What?
Yeah. A mother in Wisconsin is facing felony charges after recklessly endangering the life of her child after she strapped her 9-year-old son to the top of the minivan inside a plastic pool.
Oh, lovely.
Yeah. And I think there was water in it. I think like literally she brought the damn pool full of water. So, of course, people saw this. Mm-hmm. And called police, and a witness later reported that she pulled over, took the child off the roof, and wedged a pool inside the minivan before dropping it off at her sister's house. Officers arrived on the scene and questioned her about her son's alleged ride. She then admitted that the boy had been on top of the minivan on the road, but only for a short time, like maybe 20, 30 seconds.
Oh, is that all?
Yeah. She says that she put him on top because there wasn't enough room in the minivan. What?
Jesus Christ.
Oh, the pool. For the pool, right. She decided to put it on top of her minivan, but had no way to strap it down, so she had her child climb on top and hold it down.
Oh, come on. Broke. Like, fuck, like, smarten up. Like, oh, it's only 20, 30 seconds. Like, fuck, come on.
So what am I going to do to hold it down? And she's like pointing at different things, like her purse and like a plastic bag going paperweight, paperweight, paperweight. She sees her son. Oh, paperweight.
Paperweight. Well, this is just retarded. Like, it's so stupid. Like, why the what are you doing?
Yeah, she faces up to 5 years of prison. She faces 5 years of prison and 5 years of extended supervision to see her kid.
Oh, I guess so. Yeah, you're a danger to your child. Like,
that's a child, not a counterweight.
Yeah, no kidding. Well, that's just it's amusing, but at the same time, it's like it's very disturbing. Like,
it's right on par with like naked lawnmowers. You know what I mean? There's always you're like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You don't mow the lawn naked. The same thing. You don't fry bacon naked. Like, there's something you just don't fucking do.
Yeah, I mean, I'd stop frying bacon after the third or fourth time. You know, it just burns a little too much.
It does. It just, yeah, it doesn't burn the belly so much, but you just get that one good spit of grease in the right spot.
And I'm circumcised, so let me tell you.
Boy, howdy. And now we know that. Okay, so.
So as a mother, you suck. Yep. As a story, this is hilarious.
Yes, there you go. You know, so, as long as, yeah,
except,
as
except for all your parents are like, oh my God, what's wrong with you? This is not funny at all.
It is not funny. No, no.
It's funny to me.
When you're a parent, you get this like, I constantly worry about my kids because I'm just, you mean, I'm overly protective. Yeah, so, oh well. But so at least I won't be tying my kid to a fucking, or getting my kid to hold my plastic bull down on the roof of my vehicle.
Not this week.
Not this week, no. It's way too cold.
Yeah. That's the thing. When I first heard this story, I thought she was like, she put the pool up there and filled it with water.
Right.
So the kid could have a pool while she's driving around.
Like a mobile pool.
I was like, okay, that was bad enough. But now that I found out she used the kid as a counterweight, weight, yeah. There's a weight to hold down. Here, kid, you're now strapping.
Oh, well. We got time for one more if you got one. Or
yeah, I got one more for you. I think you're going to like this one. When people get arrested, you always, you know, when you don't want to speak, there's a certain thing you say,
yes,
to make sure the cops stop questioning you. Well, it didn't go the way this guy wanted when he said it. Response to man's plea for a lawyer dog. Lawyer dog has internet howling. So here's the story. This is a very long story, but I'll basically give it to you this way. Guy gets arrested, right?
Right.
And he has a little bit more of a street lingo that he uses. So when he gets arrested, instead of saying, I want my lawyer, he says, yo, I want my lawyer, dog.
Ah, like dog, like Randy Jackson from American Idol. D-A-W-G, dog.
That's right. Yo, okay. What's up, dog? Yeah, so he says, I want my lawyer, dog. And the cop went, lawyer, dog? I don't think they have those. And he went, no, I want my lawyer, dog. And he went, oh, okay, but I don't know.
Right. This happens a lot. The office, I minored in Jive.
Oh, did you?
Yes, yes. I'm fairly literate in Jive. And I know you wouldn't know to look at me, but yeah, this happens all the time. There is a cultural, you mean something, wires were being crossed, I think.
Yeah, I think the officer knew what he meant, but because that's what he said,
yeah,
he basically went around it and went, yeah. Well, we looked for a lawyer dog, and you know, we're still looking.
There's no lawyer dog, no dogs that have their, that pass the bar.
That's exactly what they're saying. They're like, and because he had said that, they went to court and he fought it. And then they appealed and they went to the, this is the state Supreme Court.
Okay.
The Louisiana Supreme Court. And the judge agreed that it was, that his request was not clear enough.
Yeah.
Right, but everybody knows when you say lawyer dog, he knows what he means.
Yeah, the cops being an asshole.
But now the Supreme Court agreed with the cops saying, yeah, you weren't clear enough.
Yeah, well, I guess there's certain ways, you mean, like, there's ways I talk on this show, but I do not talk this way in certain company. There's lingo and then there's being disrespectful with your lingo. And I guess the cop was just putting his foot down going like, no, I'm sick of this shit. Fuck this.
That's just it, though. It's just like, you know, he's asking for a lawyer. You're trying to circumvent his rights.
Of course. Yeah.
He may be an asshole and he may be a thief, but he still gets his lawyer.
Right.
Right. He's still allowed his lawyer. And the cops went around his civil rights to do this. And then so he says, no, I'm going to sue you in court. And then the state Supreme Court's like, it really wasn't clear. When you say, he said, why don't you just give me a lawyer, dog? Right. So he says, why don't you just give me a lawyer, dog? And then Louisiana Supreme Court allowed the confession because I think he admitted to stuff. But he says the majority issued no written ruling, but in a separate opinion, I don't want to say the judge's name.
No.
He says references to a lawyer dog didn't merit stopping the investigation. You know, but when he said, if he would have just said, like, you know, I want my lawyer, you know, like, as you say, it's a cultural thing. So.
Dog.
Yes.
Yeah, it's punctuation is what we're missing here. When you read it off, like,
yeah, I don't like to get into politics and all that, but you know, there's an obvious obviously what's going on here, but
yeah, exactly. But that's like, I mean, hey, I want my lawyer, motherfucker. Well, I don't know if I know any lawyers that have fucked your mom. I can't. I can ask, what's your mom's name? Oh, yeah, I'm sure I could find one. You know, yeah, I understand what the cop is doing, which, but no, like, just give the guy his fucking lawyer. Like
yeah, don't. I know. And I think what it is this guy's jailed for, it says, one count of aggravated rape and one of indecent behavior with a juvenile.
And oh, okay. So never mind. Fuck him.
Yeah, exactly. Charges related to sexual abuse of two younger females. So, like, this is a bad dude.
Okay, yeah. No, okay, now my opinion's swaying. Yeah, I'm not down with rapists. That's not cool.
Neither am I, but the problem is that you can't decide whether these charges, he hasn't been found guilty, right? Yep. So you can't say, oh, no, well, just because we know this is what's going on, you're being charged with this, so we're going to go circumvent your rights, because
he could
be innocent and it could be somebody else.
Yeah.
But, you know, so you don't get to be the judge and jury on this, right?
No, of course not. No, this is just fucking horrible all the way around. Like, A, the cops, yeah, you need your civil rights, and the charges are fucking are heinous. And, yes, I get it, and I get, like, I mean, but at the same time, yeah, like, no, it's wrong all around.
Coming to Fox TV, new series this year, Lawyer Dog.
Lawyer Dog, dun, dun, dun.
Yeah, where they're casting either Marmaduke,
dun, dun, dun.
Littlest Hobo,
dun, dun.
Or Benji.
Benji, and, or Brian.
Or Brian from Family Guy.
Yes.
I think he has the best shot.
I think he's most articulate. And he went to Brown, so, you know.
I guarantee you right now Seth MacFarlane is writing something, and by next season of Family Guy,
Lawyer Dog,
it's gonna be Lawyer Dog. Guarantee you it's gonna be there.
Wow, yeah. So that is it is he's yeah, he this man hasn't been charged, but he is I mean
Yeah, well he's been charged and
he's been charged,
and
he's but he's yeah. Yeah, so allegedly a very fucking yeah. huge
convicted.
Asshole.
Hasn't yeah. been convicted is what yeah. I'm gonna say.
He's the alleged rapist. Still yes. Not cool, dude. Like, what are you doing anywhere around that rape scene? Like, fuck. Like, I don't want alleged anything in front of my name.
Yeah, so you can see why the cops might have had good intentions to go, fuck you, you piece of shit. We know what you do. And they're probably right.
But it's not up to them. I understand. Yeah.
Yeah, it's not up to them, man. That's just not how it works.
All right. Well, on that rapey note, should we take care
rapey,
of...
Rapey, rapey, rapey.
Should we take care of a little housekeeping? Do you want to find the you want to tell the good people where they can find us on Twitter?
On the Twitter, they can find us at Roman Podcast. That's same thing as Instagram as well.
And yourself?
I am at Roman Citizens on Twitter, Facebook, Snapchat, Instagram. I'm always posting something.
Grindr.
What?
Hey, look at it. We don't judge on the Roman Podcast. You know that.
Grindr, that's the one where you make spices, right? You grind up spices?
It gets pretty spicy.
Oh, okay. Well, sure. Find me on Grindr.
There we go. And we'll have a better show for you next week now. Okay. You can find myself on Twitter at RobertMMCast, and you can find myself on Instagram. That's Cast1973. And don't forget to check out our website, RomanPodcast.com, and there's the Ask Roman and Rob Anything. You click that button, you can ask us anything at all, and we'll answer. And also, if you want a holiday card, click that button. Just let us know and give us your address, and we'll send one out to you in December. Also, that website has our networks we're on, the EMC Podcast Network, the Tangible Network, so you can check out all that other good stuff that they have to offer. And don't forget about our Tasty Nude campaign. If you have any tasty nudes, you can send them care of Roman at romanpodcast@gmail.com, and he will happily peruse your tasty nudes. But if you have any tasteful nudes, you can send them to the married guy, as long as they're tasteful. I mean, I'll judge, and if they turn out to be too tasty, I'll forward them along. Send them to the same address, romanpodcast@gmail.com, care of Rob, and I will happily peruse your tasteful nudes. Oh my god.
Don't get confused.
No, I'm not confusing my nudes.
Those listening on iTunes are what they call Apple Podcasts now.
Yes. Yep.
I believe now you can actually not only download the episode, but actually rate the episode in the app. Right?
Okay, so double check the episode.
Right. You know, this is a 5-star fart in a jar reach around, right?
Yeah,
you want a 5-star reach around.
You can actually rate the individual episode. That's awesome. Yeah, so don't forget, that's the next thing I was gonna bring up. Our review reach around. You wanna give Roman or Rob a review reach around, go to Apple Podcasts and give us a nice star rating and review.
5-star fart in a jar reach around.
Doesn't have to be 5 stars, but we'll take it.
Yeah, so, no. Five stars.
Okay.
Or so, I send you a fart in a jar.
Yeah. Awesome. So on that note, until next week, I'm Rob Cast.
And I'm your host, Roman LeBeau.
And we'll see you next time. Later.
Hey, so this is Canada, huh?
Where'd all these donuts come from? Are these imported? Are these imported donuts? Or are these Canadian-made donuts?
Who exports donuts? Where does that happen?
That's a good question. I want the whole truth.
These better be locally grown donuts.
Get it? Whole truth?
Whole truth. Oh, boy. Hey, this is Randy.
This is Jesse.
And we are two-thirds of the Grolics podcast. Hey, Melanie, say hi real loud. That was the other third of the Grolics podcast.
From afar. Because yeah. She's still in America.
She's still in America, but we're up here in Canada stomping our American boots all over the Roman podcast.
Moose tracks.
You know what? America provides a valuable export for the Roman podcast. Did you know that, Jesse?
Do we?
We do. All those news stories of idiots doing stupid things.
That's American made.
America. In fact, 90% of that export, Florida.
True. Mar-a-Lago.
Whoa. Whoops. Why do you think we're here? Shh. They'll send us back.
They'll send us back. I'm sorry.
The Grolics Podcast. We're hiding out up here in Canada. We love the Roman Podcast. If you're listening to this, we know you do too. But in between stories of
bear attacks
and nudists robbing pawn shops, come check us out. We'll talk about comics. We'll talk about some movies, some Doctor Who. Hey, got one of the guys that created Doctor Who. Canadian.
He was.
Don't let the Brits steal that from you. They take everything from you. Don't let them take Doctor Who.
They're claiming it. I think they did. Oh. I think they won that.
God, I don't know how to end this.
Yeah, that's the problem with our awkward ramblings. They don't end.
GRAWLIX podcast.com.
Do you like drama?
Drama makes me emotional.
That's what it's supposed to do. It's drama. It's dramatic.
Do you like comedy? Do you like comedy?
I love comedy, Johnny. It's the best thing there is. It takes your mind off all your troubles in your world.
You know there are children starving in Africa right now.
Is that a joke?
Yeah, it is.
It's a good one.
Do you like Alyssa Milano and Doctor Who?
I love Alyssa Milano. She's like my favorite actress.
I love Alyssa Milano too, but I think I might love Doctor Who more than Alyssa Milano.
That is because you're a nerd.
Yeah, I am.
Drinking in the Park with Neil and Johnny, the internet's only Doctor Who Who's the Boss podcast. Except for that Dutch one. What a bunch of weirdos. Listen on neilandjohnny.com, droidscanada.com, and on the Tangent Bound Podcast Network. Bananas.
Jigawa.
Hi, this is Mark. Congratulations. You have found this amazingly awesome show. Chances are you're listening to it right now on whether it's iTunes or Stitcher Radio or some other mobile app that allows you to stream this amazingly awesome show to your ear holes. And I can't stress how awesomely amazing this show really is. But did you know that you can also catch the latest episode of this show on the Tangent Bound Network? That's right. Go check out tangentboundnetwork.com. You can look them up and you can listen to it right there. It's even mobile friendly. What more could you ask for? Which means you can pull it up on your iPhone or your Android, even your Windows phone. Yeah, who has one of those? But still, point remains, you can do it. You can do it. Check it out, tangentboundnetwork.com. Listen to this show, the latest episode, every time.